Following the Equator. Mark Twain dedicated Following the Equator to Henry H. Rogers' son, Harry. Quote, "My young friend Harry Rogers, with recognition of what he is and apprehension of what he may become unless he form himself a little more closely upon the model of the author," unquote. Henry Rogers, vice president and director of Rockefeller's Standard Oil Company, had long been an admirer of Twain's writing. When he befriended the author and discovered the state of Twain's finances, he readily volunteered his services as a financial advisor. Rogers arranged a world lecture tour for Twain as one strategy to help him repay his debts. Twain recounted this tour in Following the Equator, and dedicated the volume to his supporter son. Following the Equator by Mark Twain, American Publishing Company, Hartford, 1897. Pocket Watch, manufactured by Waltham Watch Company, 1898. Inscribed, "Mark Twain from H.H. Rogers, Christmas, 1902. Memory Jogger, notations by Mark Twain, circa 1900. Mark Twain constantly jotted in notebooks to record conversations for his writings and lectures. This slate was another of his memory aids. The marks still evident range from the mundane, quote, "Telephone Mr. Rogers," unquote, to the intriguing, quote, "Leave the cat here/take the whiskey along," unquote.